The sun went down and darkness descended upon the family secrets. The sickness is buried in an overgrown cemetery in North Carolina that no one visits anymore. Spanish moss blows in the breeze and rocks it all away in a lullaby as if it never really happened. I hope he wasn't buried next to her. It somehow seems sacrilegious to be buried next to the person that you murdered. But no one will ever know. Where is the redemption in that? Mama says he just beat the life out of her and she did the rest herself. Either way, both of them are dead now, and suicidal tendencies run in the family, along with violence and alcoholism. A generation later, the big pink elephant in the living room was getting so enormous that oxygen was sparse and it was hard to breathe. It was easier to let our lungs collapse and cave to the concrete that so relentlessly withheld love. The other shoe dropped and became the weighted brick tied to an ankle, tossed in the river. The cracks of the ceiling of that old farmhouse seemed to stretch open little by little every year, like the well-sewn seams that held me together. With every passing year, they got a little more noticeable. I attempted to cover them up with pretty magazine pictures of glamorous-looking women with building block cheekbones. In my early 20s, I confronted my father about the monster living in our home. "I always did worry about you kids," he said with his nonchalant, sappy, sweet southern reply. "Did you ever worry about getting us out of there?" I wanted to ask, but we both knew there could never be an honest answer. Sacrificial lambs never get the benefit of the doubt. We only get led to the slaughter and told we will like it. He lied to us most of our lives. "It'll get better. Just wait a while longer." I held on to the false niceties because these were the only things that kept me alive. Later, they would poison me in a slow death. The cracks in the ceiling of that old farmhouse have since been plastered over and painted. But if you look closely, they still exist today. Secrets buried in an empty room that no one ever visits anymore.